Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack, Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about dual escrow explained. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Tom asks, I've got this deal in California. The property's in a trust. Two trustees, husband and wife. Wife contacted me. She wants to sell. Husband no longer alive.
I love how that's written.
I have.
Husband no longer alive. Stop.
I know.
I have the grant deed certificate of death. Stop. Go ahead.
Oh, is that okay? All
yeah,
right.
I like it.
All right. Is that enough to record the new deed in California? If yes, what should this deed look like? Does the name of the deceased husband still have to be on the new deed? Or should I just attach a copy of the death certificate and the affidavit of death of trustee to the deed with a signature of the one person who is still alive, who is the wife? Mouthful. Question mark.
So I can answer this or you can.
Go for it.
So when a property, this is how you need to think of a trust. A trust is an institution. Think of it as a 5-gallon bucket that can own property. You as an individual can own property. You're an entity. An LLC is an entity that can own property, just like a trust. So if a trust owns property, like the dead guy's trust, the dead guy's 1987 trust, that's the entity that's going to convey the property. In fact, people put trusts together so they don't have to go through all this malarkey when someone dies. The trust is just the grantor. So the trust, no matter who's alive, if the trustee is still alive or not, the trust names trustees after people pass away so that they have execution power for this document.
Mm-hmm.
So the trust is going to convey the document as it's written. If some person's dead, you don't need to deal with it at all. It's addressed somewhere in the trust, if I'm understanding this question correctly. If the new, whoever the grantee is, the new person who's going to own the property, the dead guy's 1987 trust conveys to Jill K. DeWitt, an individual. And it's over. You don't have to file any affidavits. You don't have to file any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you're confusing it with, Tom. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, a married couple, own a property in California. And Mr. Smith's dead. And just Mrs. Smith is there.
What happened to him?
He died. She killed him slowly.
That's what I was wondering.
She talked him to death.
Oh my gosh, Jack.
She nick all day for 45 years.
Death
and he
by
died.
Words.
He couldn't get up one day because he just couldn't take it.
You've been telling me there's going to be death by words.
Good question, by the way.
Thank you. That's a thing now.
So Mrs. Smith's walking
Mr.
around
Smith
the house.
Smith stopped eating. Purposely.
He fasted in protest.
He did.
It was Mrs. Smith protest.
He let his body shut down just to make it stop.
Or maybe Mrs. Smith, he talked too much and Mrs. Smith put a cap full of Pine Sol.
Oh, because he was the problem. Yeah. You know, that could
Over
happen.
Over 15 years, that's a lot of Pine Sol.
That could happen. He could be the problem. Sorry, go ahead.
Where are these thoughts coming from? Jill, are you upset today?
I'm actually feeling really good right now. Drink this.
I feel really good right now because we're talking about killing your spouse.
No, I know it always tastes like this. Go ahead, eat it. It's fine. I must have started to turn. It's okay.
You know, he's catching on to this Pine Sol thing. We better move to
We're going to move to something
to
else
bleach.
Now.
So one of the people's dead. We're not going to go into why. Now you're talking about the death certificate thing. Fortunately, your property's in California.
And you had a big life insurance policy.
You can file with a certificate of death, and with it, you can do that in California. A lot of states you can't. Our database is packed full of half dead couples.
like ours at times.
The last time I looked, there's like 9,000 properties.
Part of a half dead couple. What the heck?
I'm trying to explain it, but you're making me laugh.
I'm sorry. I can't believe you used that term. That's just hilarious.
Our database is packed full of uncompleted deals that are because of half dead couples. One person died and they didn't prep for it correctly, in Arizona specifically. And so it's a mess. You got to undo it. You got to go to probate is what you have to do. So for an asset that's $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, the cost of probate doesn't rationalize that.
Exactly. So walk away thing.
California, in its wisdom, solved that. They have a procedure that you file an affidavit and then you file a death certificate, original death certificate, and the surviving pine saw, the pine saw giver,
yeah,
can get the property and convey it correctly.
That's why they live in California.
Well, most of the time, it's the kids. It's not the spouses. The spouses just kill each other.
You know what? I hate the... Yeah. So, by the way, I feel bad for these phone calls, by the way. It's a tough situation. And when you get into this business, if you haven't had one, you're probably going to get one of these at some point, that you're going to have someone call you and it's just too much money and too much work to undo the mess. And I feel bad telling them that not only do I not want the property, you know, you're going to have a hard time finding someone to buy it because it's just a mess. And I'm sorry that you're in this situation, but this is a reality.
After you send out a few thousand letters and you've been doing this for a while, let's say a year, you're going to get strange phone calls. People are going to call and say, thank you for your letter. Thank you. They're too excited. Thank you so much. You know what? I'll just sell it for $100 because never mind. You're like the fourth person that called and it's just... It's a mess. It needs to be untangled.
Right.
Estate planning, there's a lot of property that just goes back to the state because people have not estate planned correctly, and they just don't know what to do. It's complicated for most people.
Exactly.
For a while, and we don't do it anymore at all because we don't need to, we would undo these things for these people we would do it for free. But what we would get out of it is the property.
Right.
In fact, there's a whole career. If you're into that kind of thing, there's a whole career for you out there.
Right.
You just got to get a lot of offers in the mail.
Exactly.
We stopped doing it. We, unless there's a tremendous amount of money involved, we do what I call low-hanging fruit transactions where they're easy to do. Mm-hmm. And our answer is we just send out more mail because it's so cost-efficient. It's way more cost-efficient to spend 50 cents on a letter than it is to spend a tremendous amount of time and energy
trying to make
undoing
this happen.
Undoing legal issues.
Exactly.
They're not really legal issues. They're estate issues.
Right.
If you have a question or you'd like to learn about Pine Sol,
to
reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, dual escrow explained. This is the meat of the show. So what the heck is dual escrow anyway, Joe? How would you define it? It's not a test, by the way.
Dual escrow is when the property is like passing straight through a middle person. Traditionally, that's the only reason you're doing it. Because otherwise it would just be a normal escrow, a buyer and a seller. But dual escrow is usually when you have a seller and a seller and a buyer.
That's right.
The person in the middle is really a buyer and a seller.
So why the hell would you do that anyway? Here's why. I send out a letter and the seller says, heck yes, I'll sell you my property. And I'm signing the purchase agreement. And so I jump up and down and I go to the bank. I get a cashier's check, do the whole thing. And I contact an escrow agent and I say, my seller over here has agreed. Here's my purchase agreement. I would like to open escrow and I would like you to complete my transaction. And the escrow agent says, great. And then I say, by the way, I'm not going to be the owner of this property for very long. Mm-hmm. I already have another guy.
Like an hour.
Yeah.
Or like a minute.
So if it's okay with you, I would like you just to keep escrow open. I'm going to buy it for about 20 minutes. And then this guy over here, he's going to buy it from me for $10,000 more. That's dual escrow. Mm. Rather than opening escrow and then completely closing it. And then
doing it all over
it
again.
And ordering a new pot. It's just all easier and way cheaper to do it all at once. It turns out that's what we do all day long. And that's what our members do. Mm-hmm. All day long. They don't buy property to use it. They buy it just to resell it for more.
Right.
There are friendly, there are dual escrow friendly companies out there or branches, and there are not so dual escrow friendly. In fact, 10 years ago, you would be hard pressed. It had a real negative connotation.
I don't think people like even understood.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
What are you talking about?
Now
are you buying it or not? Well, not really, because I'm selling it to that guy.
Yeah.
So
now, this day and age, everybody loves
it. So you're
it.
An agent. No, I'm not that too. You know what I mean?
You've obviously had this conversation.
Oh, gosh, yes, I have. You're collecting a fee. No, I'm not doing that too. Seriously. This is a conversation. You can't.
Wait, Jill, you're a real estate agent?
No.
Wait.
You can't do this then.
Hold on a second.
You have to have a license.
You're buying this
property. No, I don't.
This is what happened. In reality, I'm glad you brought this up.
Thank you.
I'm the escrow agent. You're the buyer.
Okay, good. Am I the middle guy?
Jill. Yeah, well, you're the person who instigated this whole mess.
I did.
You're the one who sent the letter.
I did instigate the whole mess. That's how they see me.
Wait a minute, Ms. DeWitt. Mm-hmm. Who are you then? If you're the buyer of the property?
Not really. I'm actually turning around and selling it to this gentleman over here.
Well, are you going to... So why are you going to sell... You're only buying it for $10,000? You know this property is worth $180,000.
I know that. Thank you very much. Next.
You must be a dishonest person.
No. I thought you were going to say, so you're an agent. You're getting a commission. No. So you're getting this? No. 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 Well, then you have to be an agent. No, I don't. You know?
I'm sorry. I'm just not understanding.
So this is the... These, by the way, when you call... Any time, if you're trying to do this,
this is real life.
This is us role playing. You're right, and this is true. So if you call a title company and you find yourself in this conversation, hang up.
That's the best advice I've ever
heard.
Thank you. Find another escrow agent who's younger than 90.
Yes, but they don't get it, and that's okay. Move on. Your job is not to educate them. Just hang up. Find someone else who does get it.
I spent decades. Trying to find an escrow agent, a national...
Trying to find a girl.
Decades trying to find an escrow company that would, number one, just close a deal that I have without title insurance. Because at $10,000, sometimes you just don't need it. Mm-hmm. And number two, do a dual escrow closing without all the questions and stuff. So
no talking.
I got so sick of it. Jill and I together got so... If you can't hear it in her voice, she's just tired of it. So we started a company called Title Mind, which we'll be releasing next month, that does all this, and you don't have to explain it. We understand what you're trying to do. You're sending a letter out. You're buying a piece of property. You're going to own it for an hour or less, and you're going to resell it to somebody else, and you don't want to go through all the explanation, and
That's
you don't want to do it every
so
single state.
Isn't it exciting? I'm really thinking about it.
The name, it is. Yeah, you have the name of a person who can do all of your deals. And it's the same person no matter where they are in the country.
Wouldn't it be great? Hi, I'm calling you to do a escrow. Okay, what's that person's name? Okay, what's that person's name? Okay, great. I need this, and we'll get it done.
You go to Title of Mind, you fill out a form with all the stuff that Jill just said, and we open escrow, and we close your deal, and then we keep escrow open for as long as you need us to until you resell it.
Perfect.
And then we close that deal.
Exactly.
All for one set fee. It's not a percentage. There's no prorations. There's none of this silly stuff that this industry has grown into. There's no commissions. There's no real estate agent. There's no lenders. It's the future. Oh, you like it now,
don't you?
Making
me cry. I'm so proud.
Short but beautiful episode, I think.
Thank you.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss one deal leads to 10 deals, leads to 100.
And...
Answer Chris H's question
about letters from years ago.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm real excited about this company.
Yeah, that's good.
Wish it was around 20 years ago.
I know. This is
one of those. I should have started this.
I know.
A long time ago.
This is one of those like parcel fact. I look at like man, if I had this wet back then. How much more efficient I could have been.
I know.
You know, I mean, so it's funny when I tell our members, I'm like, hey, we got here as fast as we could. I'm even telling myself, well, we created it as fast as we could. Now,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, you say that? Mm-hmm. That's a good
even
line.
Even for ourselves. Yeah.
Excellent
totally.
Line.
Thank you. Hey, you like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.